Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Michelin Tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. And I mean nobody.
Name brands at discount prices. Town Fair Tire.
Greg Hill here for Boston Standard, Boston's fast and affordable choice when it comes to all things heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical. And when the heat goes out, fast and affordable matters, which is why they're offering 0% financing and payments as low as $129 a month. Call Boston Standard today.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is Jones and Keefe.
That's the greatest compliment that you could ever give a coach, by the way. Not that he has great plays or a great blitz. It's, man, you guys, your players play their ass off. And trust me, when somebody that's a respected coach tells you that, you'll thank the players and you'll care about them and you'll do whatever you can for them, because that's the greatest compliment that you could ever get. So, time to get to work.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready?
Ready to get to work, Keefe?
I'm ready to get to work.
10 o'clock sharp.
10:06, but I'm still ready to get to work. I've been ready for work.
I've
been ready all morning for work.
I'll blame myself in part for that.
Yeah, what the hell was that? No,
it was,
but
it was a long crossover.
It's good stuff.
I was a little slow working my way down the hall as
That's
well.
All right. Take your
they
time.
They were waiting for me.
Yeah. Where's Jones?
We got to talk to Jones.
Down.
You know, the whole thing. I mean, you can let me know earlier. I mean, you can do that.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You're ready to get to work.
I was born ready to get to work.
I don't think we have much choice.
There's a new sheriff in town. His name is Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. What'd you think of Vrabel? Just
the new sheriff, the old sheriff.
Before we give you any clips from Vrabel today, I just gave some takeaways there in the crossover. What'd you think?
Yeah. I like him. I think, and I'm not surprised because, you know, we've heard him do plenty of interviews. If you followed him even a little bit in Tennessee, you saw plenty of, you know, post-game press conferences and all those things, whether it was just games against the Patriots or other nationally televised games. So I like Mike Vrabel. My biggest question with him and with the team going forward is the offensive coordinator, who's going to be working closely with Drake May, and that's TBD. Like, we'll see, and we'll be able to celebrate that, rip that, question that, whatever, when the time comes. But just the figurehead head coach, Mike Vrabel's great. I was even saying that before. Like, I wanted Ben Johnson because of, like, this offensive creativity and, like, unlocking the most potential in Drake May. But even while we were saying that, the whole buildup, the whole personality of Mike Vrabel, I think, is a great fit. It's not full Bill Belichick. It's not Gerard Mayo. It's like he's his own guy, a little bit of a hard ass, sure, but I think he can relate to the players because he's not too old. He's not too young. Like, he kind of is the perfect head coach in that sense. Doesn't mean his staff is going to be perfect. Doesn't mean the front office is going to be perfect. But Mike Vrabel, I like quite a bit.
So I think you've gotten already between his press conference and then the sit down today with Greg Hill and even some of the one-on-one. he had with Tommy Curran. We're going to play you a clip from that coming up. Wiggy just referenced it in the crossover. Tom Curran going to join us on a Tommy Tuesday, by the way, at high noon. So we'll get to some of his takeaways on that with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937, phone number and text line to get in touch here with Jones and Keefe. Lines are open, so you can start dialing us up on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch there. You can chat there and on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I think already you're hearing some answers from Vrabel that gets you to want to, you know, quote unquote, run through a wall.
Sure.
Like, you get a few of those. I saw a bunch of texts during the press conference yesterday while we were sitting here listening to it. You know, texts were coming in, Twitch chat.
Yeah, he was pretty unanimous that it was good.
Yeah.
Right?
And I know players said they were ready to run through a wall for Mayo last year. I don't know how many of those answers you really got. I thought he gave a great answer about coaching players up and great players want to be told how they need to improve and average players come in and collect a check and they want to eat for free and all this stuff. Like, I thought it was a good answer. And I thought the answer yesterday about banners and, you know, Tom Brady or rather playing for Bill Belichick, it's interesting. It's interesting.
It is.
But yeah. Does it really matter and is it relevant to coaching this team? I think he's given some wonderful answers. But I am curious about the same things you are.
Yep.
Who's this personnel guy? He's hiring Ryan Cowden. And
you know, a lot of Wolf talk, though, once again today. I think the first real answer today was Elliott Wolf.
I think there were two names he mentioned immediately. One was Fourier. He was clowning on Fourier about stealing all his touchdowns.
Yeah, he dunked on Fourier first, but then, like, the first real question and answer involved
Elliott. The first real name he said today was Elliott Wolf, I believe unprompted. Okay, so I still don't love that. There were six yesterday in his press conference, six references to Wolf, many. He wasn't even asked about Elliott Wolf directly. He just kind of brought him up. Oh, me and Elliott and I, we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't love that. I think the door's open on Josh McDaniels. That one doesn't sound done. Reading between the lines on Vrabel.
Sure. Yep.
But let's play a few clips here. And there was an extended interview with the Greg Hill Show. If you haven't heard it, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. This answer, and just know he referenced Elliott Wolf indirectly a lot. This answer to Tommy Curran, the one-on-one that he did yesterday after the press conference, this is eye-opening. And I heard what Chris just said. I've heard a lot of other media members saying, yeah, well, you know, and you might even feel this way, Keith. Wolf is here for now, but he's hiring his guy, Ryan Cowden. And, well, you know, let's see what happens once he actually gets here. Listen to this answer, because there's a lot of excuse-making for Elliott Wolf. Not just, oh, yeah, I'm working with him and meeting with him. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of excuse-making for Elliott Wolf to Tommy Curran.
You know, having talked to Elliott, I think that, and getting to know him through the interview process and then, you know, some over the weekend, you know, there were some things that maybe didn't allow him to completely invest in personnel.
Okay,
and
stop.
I'm not going to be able to.
What?
Well, do you think they spent a lot of money?
Okay, so Vrabel's coming in and taking shots at the crafts right away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe he is.
Wow.
I think he might be.
I mean, I've made that excuse for Wolf before, as have you. When we were talking about who's safer and who's better at their job, Wolf or Mayo, it's like Mayo was an F-, Wolf was an F. It's a slight check mark for Wolf because was he really allowed to spend? I mean, that's what Vrabel just said.
And I feel the same way. I feel like Wolf's free agency can be a little bit explained away. His draft cannot. His draft has nothing to do with that. Like, he effed up the draft. That's on him. Free agency, I don't know. He got a couple of guys that can play. He got a bunch of guys who can't play, but he also wasn't really allowed to spend much money.
Right.
So that's what Vrabel's saying there.
Right. Elliott Wolf, you're to blame for Chuks Okorafor and KJ Osborne.
Yeah.
But Robert Kraft, you're to blame that they had to slum for Chuks Okorafor and KJ Osborne.
Definitely.
So Vrabel comes right out and goes, yeah, I don't really know that Elliott had the what was the word he used there again? He didn't have the full
him to completely invest in personnel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay, so there's that. Keep going.
They weren't exactly burning cash, as the previous coach said.
No, that's true.
They were not.
More excuses, though. Right. Vrabel's not done. He's going to make more excuses for Wolf.
And I'm not going to be able to watch every player. I'm not going to be able to watch as many players as they will. And I'm excited about them being able to consolidate that, to get me the players, to get me in front of the players that we need to identify and evaluate, and allow me to coach the football team and then, you know, come together with a shared vision about who can help us. And then, you know, part of that is also developing them. I mentioned that. I believe in that, teaching them, developing them, and then inspiring them, you know, through a connection. So whatever they've done, you know, whatever they did last year, that was last year, and we're going to give them an opportunity to prove their value this year to the football team.
Okay. So how I actually view that, too, is he is giving Elliott Wolf some excuses, but what he's also saying is that job is more than a full-time job. My job is more than a full-time job. I can't take that full job on. I think it's going to be closer to Belichick in the sense that, hey, Elliott, you do all the busy work. Narrow it down to 20 wide receivers in college. You and your scouts find 20 wide receivers. I'll take a look at that. I'm not going to look at 200 of them. I'll look at 20 of them that you give me, and then I'll pick the best one. Or you give me the best defensive players, and you do that, and I'll pick the best one. I don't think Vrabel would put himself in a situation like he had in Tennessee where they traded away one of his best players after he told that player he would not be traded. I don't think he would step back into a place where he goes in, he's like, I want Abdul Carter at 4, and Wolf says no. I think he's going to overrule Wolf, but somebody does need to do a lot of, like, because he says that line about, you know, there's this process and I want to get the players in front of me kind of thing, where it's like, you whittle it down and fair, then I'll make the final decision.
Fair.
Which is also what I'm hoping for, maybe.
But Wolf's, okay, I think you're probably right about big free agents and the number 4
yeah,
pick.
Yeah, yeah.
Vrabel's going to have big input on that. What about second and third rounders? What about fifth, sixth, seventh rounders? Like, and you can say Vrabel's going to have input on the biggest thing. Okay, the coach should.
Maybe second and third rounders. Yeah, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh might be his guy's bringing in Wolf. Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be his guy he's bringing in based on some of these answers. I really hope I'm wrong about that. A lot of people have told me I'm wrong about that. Elliott Wolf's just here to, you know, carry out any processes until they bring in new people. Fine. Okay. Other teams have fired their GMs. He's still here. And now Vrabel's making excuses for him. That's a new level to it. And we can get into some of the reporting from Phil Perry, reporting from Mike Garofolo and whomever else at the national level. It was Garofolo and somebody else yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Pelissero?
No, and Burt Breer.
Oh, Breer.
Burt Breer both said that Ryan Cowden's coming in to be the number 2 to Elliott Wolf.
Who does number 2 work for? That's what I want to know.
So here's what Phil wrote. He said, what's a little more muddy is how the front office is going to be handled now that Vrabel is officially on board. Elliott Wolf was in attendance at Vrabel's introductory press conference on Monday. As was Matt Groh. Oh, yeah, good. He's still here.
Oh, Matt Groh?
And several members of last year's personnel department.
All right.
Wolf was mentioned by Vrabel more than once, unprompted, during the proceedings. That was yesterday. No, again, on Greg's show today, he did it at least 3 times.
Now, what's also been pointed out, and rightfully so, is last year, around this time, at Mayo's press conference, there was a variety of people on the staff and players in attendance, including Mac Jones.
Yep.
Who was not on the team at the start of the year. So just because you're in attendance, whether you're a front office guy, coach, or player, I don't think means it's a lock that you're going to be a part of the team this season.
I think that's totally fair. Like, Matt Groh, to me, feels like he's kind of there and there's maybe no role for him.
Yeah.
Well, he's out there making excuses for all these guys, or for Wolf. Not for everybody, but for Wolf.
It's also interesting that they were never a fan, or Belichick was never a fan of titles. And then when Belichick left, they gave titles to all the coaches. And however, in the front office, they have these, like, weird titles that aren't, there's no GM, right? There's no general manager on the team.
The Crafts have never given out the title of GM.
Which is strange, but you can also now keep Elliott Wolf, and we might not even know from the outside whether his power has grown, stayed the same, or diminished.
It's true.
Because he got the same title. It's like, all right, whatever the hell that means.
Keep the same title, and your actual, you know, pull within the room is less. Very possible.
Yeah.
Phil says, does that mean Vrabel's open to a long-term arranged marriage with Wolf as the leader of the personnel department? Does it mean Wolf is still the number one decision maker on that side of the building until a later date, say after the draft, when Vrabel can insert someone he knows on a deeper level, i.e. Ryan Cowden? It's my understanding, says Phil, that Kraft has been impressed by the new system Wolf tried to import last year. I still don't get this. And he's hopeful that system will bear more fruit with additional time. It's going to be hard to bear less than last year's draft.
They did get 2 quarterbacks.
True. What are you impressed by? I guess he does like Joe Milton. We know that. We're all impressed with May. That one didn't feel that hard. But Milton, I guess you give him some credit. Based on Vrabel's commentary in his first full day on the job, sounds like he's at least at the moment open to the idea of Wolf's input. How long the union lasts with Wolf and what kind of results they produce are now key questions hovering over the franchise. The answers to be determined. So Phil Perry, Charles Robinson, Burt Breer, Mike Garofolo, they all think Wolf is going to stay on and have real power. And so I'm choosing not to ignore that, but I hope they're wrong, and I hope I'm wrong about it.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I hope I'm right about this, Keith. Listen to this exchange on Josh McDaniels. Okay, it's a Rorschach's test. You can see it either way, I would guess.
Okay.
Listen to this. Does this sound like a guy who wants to hire Josh McDaniels
or a
guy who sounds indifferent about it or being forced into doing it?
Rob Gronkowski said your first call should be to Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at every possible candidate that I feel like can help us. And we're going to start that process today. This afternoon and visit with some great coaches and then we'll see where things go. And
is that's on all three is phases. He on the list?
It's a long list.
Yeah,
there's a long list, and I've had a relationship with Josh, and I've had relationships with other offensive coaches and defensive coaches that we're gonna interview and wanna bring in here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I would view it as he could get it, but I wouldn't put the odds at super high.
That he sounded very lukewarm about McDaniels. Almost like I'm doing the interview because Robert wants me to do it. I'll do it, but it's a long list. And
which is good, because if you think the Vrabel hire is not creative, even though it might end up being a great hire, and I like him, but if you're like, all right, that's sort of the obvious one. I mean, if they bring Josh McDaniels back for the third time, like, come on, we can't shoot higher than that.
I'll ask the question again. Josh McDaniels never getting a head job again.
No.
Is he going to get an offensive coordinator job? Is anybody else going to hire him as offensive coordinator?
How does he like the ACC?
In the NFL.
Oh, the NFL?
Is anybody else going to hire him?
No, and honestly,
I don't think so either. So why is he at the top of your list, Robert, or whoever else?
No, he shouldn't be at the top of your list. But shouldn't he get an OC job somewhere?
I wouldn't hire him.
No, I know. But like, I look at a lot of failed head coaches and say, you know what? You're just a coordinator. And I say that all the time. Remember I was saying, you could bring the Flus in here and have him, you know, coach up the defense.
Yeah.
You don't want him to be anywhere near your head coach, but somebody like McDaniels, I think, maybe could be an offensive coordinator somewhere. Now, the problem is that position in particular, it seems like everyone's going for like the next hot shot, young gun, 1 year as a passing coordinator, 1 year as a QB coach, and then you take him. So even though Josh McDaniels is young in like real world life, maybe for like an offensive coach, they're like, ah, we've kind of already seen it.
Too toxic, not interested, and it sounds like Mike Vrabel agrees.
Rob Gronkowski said your first call should be to Josh McDaniels.
Good
advice, Gronk.
Trying to throw everybody off the scent. Yeah, maybe the Gronk thing threw him off. That's a good call.
I know.
But I don't know. That doesn't sound like a guy who's hiring Josh McDaniels, which I'd say good. So yeah. I hope I'm right about that. I hope I'm wrong about the Wolves stuff, but those are my two big takeaways. He keeps bringing up Elliot Wolf's name.
Quite a bit.
For my taste.
Or too much. Or like, just like so much so that you're like, he knows that he can body bag this guy anytime he wants.
Yeah,
he's going to have final say.
I hope you're right.
That's my hope.
But I would say the good thing, I don't feel good about the Wolf news.
Yeah.
The good thing is I don't think McDaniels is going to be his OC. Now, who is it? Is it going to be
Touchdown Tommy Rees? I don't want that.
Tommy Rees, I don't want. Tim Kelly is a name that Mike Rees brought up today. Is it Tim Kelly, who was one of his OCs in Tennessee?
I'd rather have Chip Kelly. Charlie Kelly.
It was Tim Kelly, who, again, is with the Giants right now. Tommy Rees with the Browns. McDaniels was on the list. Talk to me more about Dave Ragone. Is that his name?
Dave Ragone, the old quarterback?
Yeah, from Louisville. Rams quarterback coach. He's working with McVay right now. He was with Vrabel in Tennessee. Talk to me more about that guy.
Tim Kelly went...
Josh McCown. Talk to me more about Josh McCown. Like, those names interest me more.
Tim Kelly went to Eastern Illinois, which isn't that the... Is that the Garoppolo-Tony Romo school? Eastern Illinois? I think that's where Garoppolo and Tony Romo went. That's where this guy Tim Kelly went. And so he's been a coordinator in the league. He was a coordinator with Houston. He was a coordinator in Tennessee. And then he was just this year the tight ends coach for New York Giants.
Great. So, you know, am I gung-ho about that name? Not so much. Did you listen to Mike Vrabel this morning? What were your takeaways? I know you heard some of his answers yesterday. We played him here live. Your thoughts on Mike Vrabel, the working relationship with Elliott Wolf. Who is he bringing in as his OC? Who do you want him to bring in as his OC? And who's really calling the shots here in New England? We'll get into it. Plus, how does Mike Vrabel maximize Drake May and his potential? We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Time Out Mock at Boston. The Bruins look to make it back-to-back wins tonight when the Bees host the Tampa Bay Lightning. Senna Mock-Hasselbeck will be out for the second straight game with an upper body injury. Puck drop to TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The Los Angeles Rams closed out wildcard round in the NFL playoffs with last night's 27-9 win over the Minnesota Vikings. The divisional round will begin this Saturday, and you can hear the call of all NFL playoff games right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. Westwood One's coverage begins at 4 o'clock on Saturday. According to Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has spoken with Colorado head coach Deion Sanders about the team's head coach vacancy, and the discussions are expected to continue regarding the possibility of him becoming the next head coach in Dallas. And the Celtics will return to action tomorrow night when the Seas will be in Toronto to play the Raptors. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanning. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.